Okay, now, talking about firing it up, I mentioned that we were going to be introducing you to the wine of the week, because normally on a Thursday, that's what happens. But the little Irish devil, Eamon Dowling, is in the house today with a big surprise. Eamon, tell us about it.
How are you, Dave? Good afternoon, everybody. A bit of a surprise this week.
I'm very delighted at the surprise, I've got to tell you. I mean, I enjoy the wine, make no mistake.
We've got Brad and Daniel here from Sugar Baron. They make a delicious, exclusive family rum up in the Midlands. And I'm going to hand everything over to them and let them do the whole spiel on the rum. It's absolutely delicious.
You know what? When when you said that we're going to just do that, take the wine off the table, put the rum on the table, I secretly did a little jig, and it was an Irish jig. Rum is...
Surprises are always good, Dave.
It's a funny thing. Daniel and Brad, welcome to the afternoon show. And I've got to tell you, I have an idea that there's been this kind of evolution of spirits. You know how it goes. The whiskey was right for a long time, the king, and then gin took on a life of its own and became the craft that everyone was crazy for, and gin bars sprung up all over the... And I was saying, watch this space, because rum is coming. And everyone said, but it's a bit more of a niche market. And I think that I was right. I'm hoping that I'm right. Has rum's day arrived?
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. You're quite right. Especially abroad, rum is the new thing. And we're very excited about it. So it's Brad, and I got an Irish surname, which is a good thing. Eamon will be happy, you know. O'Neill. So, we make Sugar Baron. It's a single estate craft rum that we specialize in, and we only make rum. We haven't decided to dabble into that gin market. It's a single estate, even single varietal with our white rum. And we've got actually both of them today here, being the white rum and our three-year-old barrel-aged rum.
Now, can I ask a question that I think many people might be equally keen to hear the answer to? We know that, generally speaking, gin is denatured alcohol with a hint of juniper to give it its vibe, and then you can add botanicals and create a different flavor. But essentially, it's a denatured alcohol, so you can use pretty much anything to make a denatured alcohol and flavor it from there. Rum is different, isn't it? Who's going to answer that question?
Yeah, so, how's it, guys? Daniel here. So, the rum that we make, this rum's generally made from two different things, either molasses-based or sugarcane-based, and we're based in the Midlands on our
sugarcane. Is molasses farm. Not sugar?
It is, but it's a byproduct of sugar.
Okay, but rum comes from sugar.
White rum comes.
So it's sweet and lovely.
Yes. So we are sugar cane juice that we ferment. Very different to that of molasses.
Is it? So that's where the difference comes in. Which makes the white rum? The sugar cane.
Yeah, and a single varietal sugar cane. We use a specific variety. We've got 13 different varieties on our farm. So I'm a sugar cane farmer by trade, and been in the wine industry for the previous decade before this one. We came back to the farm on my late father's death, and I always looking at the lands and thinking, man, can't plant grapes up here for successful wine ventures, so let's look at rum. And after our trip to Mauritius, being a French territory, like a lot of them, Martinique, for example, it's only 2% of basically of rums that are made in this style, the agricole style, so from fresh sugarcane juice opposed to molasses. So a lot of them are called rum agricoles. And we're very excited about them. They're very, very different style. A lot lighter, more floral, grassy, more vegetal on the white side. And then the barrel age brings in all that beautiful nuttiness and caramel, vanilla flavors.
Now, traditionally, rum in South Africa has been drunk with Coca-Cola, rum and Coke. I mean, it's a standard. There it is. And you fall down. But a good rum, you don't have to mix. You can actually sip it neat, which I think we're going to do as a taster. What makes for a good sippable rum?
So this rum here that we're going to taste first is our barrel-aged. And it's our finest white rum, but then that's been put in barrel. So we don't add any color. We don't add any sugar. We don't add anything else. It sits in a barrel patiently.
And that's where the color comes from.
That's where the color comes from. That's also where the flavor comes from. A lot of the flavor, obviously, is from the rum itself, but the aging of it in the barrel, that's where it's reminiscent of a whiskey, where it's been sitting in a barrel for at least 3 years in whiskey. Rum, there's no defined time, but we've put it in for 3 years now and then blended it together. And that's where all the color and a lot of its flavor comes from.
Whoa. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a little sip now. I'm going to hit another tune, so that we don't... We want to do this thing properly. So get a little bit of a moment to ingest the spirit of the spirit, and we'll be back on the other side with an opinion, honest opinion. Here's hoping.
Sun kiss my face, wishing for the real thing.
And there it is, Jonas Blue. Why don't we? Don't wake up. Don't wake me up. Listen, we're in with Daniel Strong and Brad O'Neill. They're from Sugar Baron in the Midlands, producers of rum of the finest variety. And I've got to tell you, I'm not blowing smoke when I say that this is the kind of drink that you could sip all afternoon. And I'm being serious about it. It is that refined. It's not... I mean, normally spirits... could if effectively cripple you. If you had a couple of slugs of a traditional no names no pactoral rum on the shelf of some of the less salubrious spots around, you would probably find that it burnt the hell out of your tongue and palate, and you had to add the Coke or something like that just to be able to get it down, and then you would probably not go for too long before you fell on your face. This is different. How is it so different? What is you mentioned, Brad, that there was a purity to it that is not common in many different brands of rum commercially available today. What is the purity factor?
Yeah, well, quite right. Going back to being a single estate and having a lot of attention to detail. So not only the specific variety, and that we grow it in absolutely superb conditions. And that famous French word term that a lot of the French use is terroir, and we've got a really good climate out there in the Midlands, high altitude, yeah. very low pest and disease. So we don't have to use very many harsh chemicals or anything on our cane. And our sugar cane is incredibly healthy, and we've chosen the correct varieties.
It's unusual to hear a spirit being described in these terms, because generally it's almost an industrial product
Absolutely.
To which a whole lot of flavoring is added, and it's a chemical, bottom line.
Well, 98% molasses-based rums, you know, bought from mills, etc. So it's a very different style of rum. So once we've captured all the juice, we then ferment, distill, bottle, label. So it's a true field-to-glass product, and we're very, very proud of our rum.
Well, this is a South African product, a proudly South African product, which I'm sure has got international legs. Have you tested the international market?
Yes, most certainly. The biggest problem that we're actually facing at the moment is we're not big enough yeah. to fulfill consignments. But we're getting there. We're growing slowly but surely, but you know, we're still focusing on quality and not quantity.
And does that mean that the price is sky high, or is it affordable?
Look, it does mean that the price is a little bit higher than your commercial brands. I mean, for our white, at Tops, Lifestyle Tops Blito, we're at 394. And the barrel-aged, 479. Yeah.
Okay, so it's in kind of the mid-range there.
Yeah,
It's a little bit of a stretch in terms of it's not as cheap as the old, you know, the
Spice the, Gold and
the pirate pictures and things like that. But yes. then again, it's a completely different product.
That's why you can enjoy it without having to add the Coke.
Well, that's the point. Yeah, right. If you enjoy the taste of, and who doesn't? I mean, even the good old, bless his heart and may he rest in peace, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, his favorite ice cream was rum and raisin. <Yeah. laughs> For good reason, it was the taste of the rum. No, seriously. And I mean, there's so many. You know, the treats that are flavored by rum. Now, if you enjoy that taste, if you don't enjoy the flavor of rum, don't drink it. You know, no one's forcing you. But if you like it, if you even think you might, you got to try the Sugar Baron varietal. What is it called?
It's called the Sugar Baron. It's called Barrel Aged Rum.
And it's a black label, gold writing canvas.
And it's available at Tops at Lifestyle right now. And I presume you've got enough stock to supply yes. Belita.
Yes, and we're going to have it on tasting from today, Dave, from it's 3 to 6, and tomorrow, Friday. Also, same time, 3 to 6 tomorrow as well.
Is that at Tops or at the first Thursday?
At Tops.
So if you are in the vicinity, or if you're planning to be anywhere near Lifestyle Center and you're keen on an idea that you might be able to sample some of the finest rum that you're going to touch this side of Jamaica, you've got to get down to Tops between 3 and 6,
today.
Well, obviously, we're in the middle of that right now. Okay. And tomorrow the same.
And
have a little snifter, because it will convince you that this is something that you want to invest in for special occasions. Really, it's great to meet you guys. Thanks for bringing in the finest rum I have tasted in the studio yet to date. Thank you, Eamon, for... No, I'm not going to be... Luckily, I'm not doing another news broadcast because I'll never get some of that.
Dave, I tell you. But it makes a change now. Last week, we were doing wine. This week now, we were supposed to do a wine this week as well, Dave. But at the last minute, we said, let's do something different. It's always nice to change the mix of it.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, so we did.
Good to be here.
Sugar Baron Rum, which is excellent.
It's such fun. It's a good product. It's a proudly South African product. It's a limited edition product as well. So you have a bit of a boasting thing there as well, that you've got a really great story to tell. And I think you're going to absolutely love it. Oh. There is another in the collection, which is the white rum, which is called?
Yeah, well, just to end off, so this is the varietal specific rum. This specific rum has been made from a cane variety, N59, beautiful green-skinned variety, long internodes, and beautiful juice. It's a luminous gold color juice that comes out, and then we ferment it, and it's just pure, and we obviously unadulterated, no added sugar. And this is really also not only neat, we like it neat, but for those who don't like strong spirit, this is the ultimate daiquiri or mojito or pina colada rum.
Whoa! And also available for tasting at Tops of Lifestyle.
Yes, and you can have it in a
this
cocktail
afternoon
as well.
And
yes.
tomorrow. So do not delay. Once you have decided upon your venture towards Lifestyle Tops, head straight for the rum counter, wherever that might be. Just look for the little Irish devil. His name is Eamon. He will direct you, and you will never be the same again. My very special guests, our very special guests, Daniel Strong and Brad O'Neill from the Sugar Baron, and Eamon Darling from Tops at Lifestyle. Lovely to make your acquaintances, guys. And
Thank you, guys.
Be strangers.
Thank you.
Anytime you're in the area, pop in. We look forward to it.
And Dave, don't forget now, today is First Thursdays here at the studios with the gallery. Tonight we'll be doing Boncarrage Wine Estate and Glencarlow Wine Estate.
So you go from the tasting at Tops to the tasting at the studios?
At the studios. And we'll also be doing, I'll be doing the tasting on our own lifestyle gin.
Wow. So there's a whole lot of stuff to celebrate this particular Thursday.
It'll be a tough walk across the parking lot after that. It'll
be hilarious. I'm going to get the cameras going. The afternoon show brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Valito and my very special guest, as I said, Daniel and Brad and Eamon. Till we meet again, lads, in thunder, lightning, or in rain, here's Ray Charles.
Thanks, guys.